Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation. Dave, hasn't the shipment of computer monitors gone out to the electronics shops yet?
The truck left here 5 minutes ago, Mr. Curtis. Why do you ask?
I just received a call from Mr. Brown, the manager of the Bad Boys Electronics store, and he said that he is in a hurry to receive the goods. I think you'd better call the truck driver and ask him to drop by there first.
I don't think I have to do that. As far as I am concerned, Bad Boys is first on his list.
Number 56. Where most likely is the conversation taking place? Number 57. Why did Mr. Brown call? Number 58. According to Dave, where will the truck driver first go? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation. I was at the mall and I saw this beautiful laptop. I couldn't help but pick it up. Don't you think it's nice?
Yes, it's a very nice laptop, but why did you buy it? I thought you just picked up a new one a few weeks ago.
I know, but I was not happy with the keyboard, so I gave it to my brother, and he gave me the money to buy this one.
You guys must have a lot of money. These laptops cost an arm and a leg.
Number 59. What is the man doing? Number 60. What happened to the man's old computer? Number 61. What does the woman say about the laptops? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
Miss Sanchez, I heard that the boss hired someone for the open position. Do you know who this person is?
Yes, I just got the word from Mr. Miller, and he said that the general manager's position is going to go to Mr. Lee because of his experience. According to him, it was a tough call because both Mr. Lee and Mr. Harris have excellent qualifications.
They are both excellent candidates, but I am a bit surprised that Miss Simpson was not included in the race. I was sure that she would be considered.
She was in the running, but I heard she pulled out of the race because getting a promotion means working longer hours, and she just was not interested in doing that.
Number 62. What led to the decision made by the boss? Number 63. Who got the position? Number 64. According to the woman, why did Ms. Simpson drop out of the race? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation. We have to gather our things and leave right away. Otherwise, we're going to miss the 4 o'clock train into the city and won't be able to make it to Mr. Johnson's office by 5.
I didn't know we were meeting him today. I thought he was supposed to go away on a business trip this week.
He was, but his trip got canceled because of the airline strike. I got a call from him while you were busy talking to the caretaker. He wants to see us today.
I wonder why he wants to see us in a hurry. I hope he has some good news for us.
Number 65. How will they get to the city? Number 66. When will they meet Mr. Johnson? Number 67. Why didn't Mr. Johnson go on the trip? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
Mr. Brown, who do you feel is the most qualified person to head the new project?
Well, both Rick and Joe are qualified, but if I had to make a decision between them, I would have to go with Rick. He really knows his work well, and he's been working here for a long time. Also, he should be a little more reliable because he is much older than Joe.
True, but what do you think about Jan? She's quite smart, and she knows the material quite well, too.
Yes, but I don't think she's aggressive enough. She might have a bit of a difficult time handling some of the male staff. Plus, Rick has let everyone know that he really wants to take on this new project.
Number 68. What are they discussing? Number 69. According to the man, who does he think is a good person to lead the project? Number 70. What can be inferred about Joe?